Learn English
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English，
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC。
Hello, welcome to another exciting program about life in Britain from BBC Learning English. I'm Helen.
大家好，我是 Oliver， 欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学节目。
Oliver, if someone asked you what kind of drink British people love, what would you say?
I'd say beer. British people love beer. That's why there are pubs everywhere you turn.
I think you're right. But more and more people in the UK are into wine now.
是吗？英国人葡萄酒喝得越来越多了，就像法国人一样。
That's right. While wine sales in France and Germany have declined in the past 5 years, there's been a steady increase in wine sales in the UK.
如果英国人喝葡萄酒越来越在行，那我倒觉得法国人会比较不高兴的。
Anyway, how British people buy their wine is what we're hoping to find out today.
我自己呢，对葡萄酒是一无所知，所以我倒是愿意听一听专家们是怎么说的。
It's been reported that there are over 45 different types of wine on sale in the UK.
听起来好像不是那么多，在英国呢可以买到45种不同类型的葡萄酒，不过这仅仅是说由葡萄酿制的。
But for me, wine falls into two categories, red and white.
It's the same for me. 红葡萄酒 red wine, 白葡萄酒 white wine.可能很多英国人也都是这么认为的吧。
We asked a few people how much wine they drink every week and what their preferred type of wine is.
I really enjoy drinking wine, but I don't drink that much. Nowadays, I prefer red wine, and I probably drink a couple of glasses a week.
Celia 喜欢葡萄酒，特别是红酒，但是她每个星期只喝两杯 ，a cup of glasses.
The kind of wine I drink is mainly Latin American red wine, in my case, Chilean in particular. I think they're called New World wines, but I like them. And how often? Really, about one or two glasses a day. I like a glass of wine at the end of the day.
Well, Andrew seems to enjoy wine very much.
Yes, I think he does. 他喜欢拉美产的红酒。这儿我们听到了一个新的分类方法。
Wines from places other than the traditional wine-producing countries are called New World Wines.
新世界葡萄酒 New World Wines. 这儿指的是产于非传统葡萄酒产地，比如法国和意大利之外的葡萄酒。
I used to prefer white wine, but I'm much more end of an evening now prefer a glass of red wine, and I drink it more slowly. I think that's why I prefer it. So a bottle of wine will last me longer. How often do I drink it? Probably 4 or 5 nights a week.
I can say that Paul is fond of drinking. 他每个星期有四五个晚上都要去喝酒。
His taste in wine has changed over the years. He used to prefer white wine.
他以前喜欢白葡萄酒。
But now he drinks mostly red in the evenings and more slowly too.
从这儿我们可以看出，总的来讲，人们喜欢红葡萄酒多过白葡萄酒。让我们再听一遍。
I really enjoy drinking wine, but I don't drink that much. Nowadays I prefer red wine, and I probably drink a couple of glasses a week.
The kind of wine I drink is mainly Latin American red wine, in my case, Chilean in particular. I think they're called New World wines, but I like them. And how often? Really, about one or two glasses a day. I like a glass of wine at the end of the day.
I used to prefer white wine, but I'm much more...End of an evening now, prefer a glass of red wine, and I drink it more slowly. I think that's why I prefer it. So a bottle of wine will last me longer. How often do I drink it? Probably 4 or 5 nights a week.
One thing that I find really difficult is how to choose a bottle of decent wine when I go to the supermarket.
挑选一瓶像样的葡萄酒 a decent bottle of wine.但是如果你并不是这方面的专家，那你应该怎么做呢？
Let's see if wine expert Alex has any good advice for us.
I think the important thing is to find a style that you like. and decide, do I want this as a quick drink before dinner? Or if you're eating, decide what wine will go with your food best. So if you're eating a roast, you'd want a hearty red wine. If you're eating salmon, you'd probably want quite a light white wine. And of course, you need to think about your budget. How much do you want to spend?
最重要的是要找到你自己喜欢的品种。
Find a style that you like.
而且要看是在什么情况下喝酒。
Depending on whether you want to drink wine with food or without food.
如果是吃肉的话，最好是有浓郁酒香的红酒。
A hearty red wine.
如果吃海鲜的话，色泽清透的白葡萄酒更合适。
A light white wine goes well with fish and seafood dishes.
当然酒的价格也是很重要的。五英镑可以买一瓶葡萄酒，但是有些可能就价值上千镑了。
So think about your budget.
预算。
See how much you want to spend.
I think the important thing is to find a style that you like.And decide, do I want this as a quick drink before dinner? Or if you're eating, decide what wine will go with your food best. So if you're eating a roast, you'd want a hearty red wine. If you're eating salmon, you'd probably want quite a light white wine. And of course, you need to think about your budget. How much do you want to spend?
This is BBC Learning English.
听了 Alexan 的建议。我们问 Andrew, Celia 和 Paul 在商店里是怎么样选择葡萄酒的。
Let's hear from Andrew first.
If I'm really honest, if the bottle looks nice, that's the first thing. But after that, really, once you've opened the bottle and tasted it, I can't say I'm a great connoisseur of wines, but there are some that I like and will keep buying.
在这儿Andrew 告诉我们他挑选葡萄酒的原则就是看瓶子。
If the bottle looks nice, then Andrew might give the wine a try. I don't believe him entirely, though.
Andrew 提到了一个新词儿 a connoisseur. What does it mean, Helen?
It's a French word. If someone is a connoisseur, that means they are an expert in something.
凭借某些东西，比如说食品或酒类的专家，这是一个来自法语的词儿。比如说，如果一个人非常了解葡萄酒
，Then this person is a connoisseur of wines.
If I'm really honest, if the bottle looks nice, that's the first thing. But after that, really, once you've opened the bottle and tasted it, I can't say I'm a great connoisseur of wines. But there are some that I like and will keep buying.
那 Celia 呢？她是怎么样给自己挑选葡萄酒的呢？
I really don't know very much about wine, so I usually try and buy something that's not too cheap, but also not too expensive, because it would be a bit of a waste, as I can't really tell the difference between the more expensive wines and the cheaper wines. So generally, I just try and buy something in the middle.
Celia says that she doesn't know much about wine, so her choice is based on price.
通常他的方法呢是不买特别贵或者特别便宜的。
Something in the middle would be good.
That's right. 他不买特别贵的是因为他自己不能分辨出贵的和便宜的葡萄酒到底有什么区别。
I really don't know very much about wine, so I usually try and buy something that's not too cheap, but also not too expensive, because it would be a bit of a waste, as I can't really tell the difference between...the more expensive wines and the cheaper wines. So generally, I just try and buy something in the middle.
Finally, let's hear how Paul makes his choice on wine in the supermarket.
I used to buy wine on a name, so I'd recognise a name, or there'd be a review in a newspaper. Nowadays, I actually just go into the supermarket and look for the ones that are on biggest discount. So perhaps buying a £14 bottle of wine that's on sale at £7.To see what it's like.
Paul's choice is based on price too, but different to Celia's.
Paul 说以前他买知道的牌子。
Recognize the name of the winemaker on the label.
他或者会根据报纸上的评论文章作为自己的选择依据。
Reviews in the newspapers.
但是他的购买原则已经变了。现在他关注酒的价格，并且选择折扣最大的一种 ，biggest discount。
Paul looks out for wines that offer the biggest discount. So it could be something that's £14 originally, but reduced to £7.
我觉得可能这样做呢会让他感觉不错，真是便宜。
If something is half price, then you think you're getting a good bargain.
I used to buy wine on a name, so I'd recognize a name, or there'd be a review in a newspaper. Nowadays, I actually just go into the supermarket and look for the ones that are on biggest discount. So perhaps buying a £14 bottle of wine that's on sale at £7 to see what it's like.
我们已经听了一些英国人介绍自己是怎么样在卖葡萄酒的商店或者在超市里选择葡萄酒的。
And for most of us who have very little knowledge of wines, buying wines can be a difficult task. And it's something that wine expert Tom Shaw agrees on.
I think it's very difficult for the public to know how much a wine is worth. And when you look in the supermarket shelves, it's very confusing. There's a massive range of different types of labels, different styles of presentation, all designed to appeal to the public. And to choose is very, very difficult.
Thomas 承认，对普通人来讲，知道葡萄酒到底值多少钱，不是一件容易的事情。
It's very confusing when you look in the supermarket shelves.
Confusing, 把我们搞糊涂了，因为在那儿有数量庞大的各种各样的品牌。
A massive range of different types of labels.
不同风格的描述。
Different styles of presentation.
摆出来的每瓶酒都是为了吸引大众的注意力。
Designed to appeal to the public. To appeal to someone here means the wine bottles want you to buy them.
所以说，想选出你自己真正想要的是非常不容易的。
I think it's very difficult for the public to know how much a wine is worth.And when you look in the supermarket shelves, it's very confusing. There's a massive range of different types of labels, different styles of presentation, all designed to appeal to the public. And to choose is very, very difficult.
It seems that choosing a good wine at a good price may be an impossible task.
Well, it's just wine. 我觉得还有一件重要的事情就是尽量尝试不同的酒。如果发现自己喜欢的酒啊，就记下来，然后下次可以再买同样的。
That's an excellent idea. Well, that's all from us today on BBC Learning English. Join us next time.
下次再见。
Bye bye.
Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.